we get to visit Jacksonville, which was not named one of the top 10 places to host a sporting event by Sports Business Journal. This was obviously a very well thought out and scientific study that they were doing there, because number one, and I know it's Sports Town USA, so I don't even need to say it, but I'm going to say it just for those who don't automatically assume, oh, that's the best. Orlando.
That's Orlando. Where did Orlando rank?
Like Orlando, Spain?
This has a one in front of it.
So it's 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Is it number of events hosted?
Hey, there's two bowl games there, buddy.
At least.
Is Disney's Wild World of Sports still a thing? Is that still there?
It is.
Can you still a thing. Just, like, go?
Is that why they got it? That can't be why. Okay, so
that's what I'm thinking, because from a volume play, because every like cheerleading competition and little league competition under the sun is there. I'm wondering if they're just like counting it by volume, and they've got the new soccer stadium.
I mean, are they counting drinking around the world at Epcot as a sport? Because if so, that is correct.
They've just found a sport that I don't excel at.
I think they have the most Pro Bowls per capita.
Do they? Oh God.
I'm sorry. I've been sick in bed for a solid week, and I don't know why I'm defending Orlando.
I don't know
I'm delirious.
They had to have counted all the little things, because in terms of hosting a major sporting event, I can't think of like many more places that are like. I have to admit, Miami's a terrible place to host. All right, I could stop there. Miami's a terrible place to host a sporting event. It gets all of them.
Is it? I wonder if it's about like ease getting in and out of, and just
that has to be it. It's like this was written by people who are sick of looking for parking.
I don't even think Orlando's that easy to get around or in and out of.
Like, I mean, it's very easy to get to. It's like for whatever reason, every flight there is free.
It's impossible to get out of or around. It's not like a very convenient place. You know?
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Basically. Like, that's Orlando's thing. You come there for your kid's cheerleading event. You get a DUI, as is de rigueur for all Florida tourists and visitors.
Your kid gets a DUI.
The whole cheerleading team gets a DUI. And then you're stuck there. And that's how Orlando's population continues to climb. It's a unique recruiting pitch. I think
then UCF sends you to space once they get you full.
And then pretty soon you're helping out Gus Malzahn become the best football program in Florida.
Wait, maybe that's just what they meant. Maybe they just meant it's the best place to host sporting events because UCF football is there.
I might buy that. The bounce. I have to admit, UCF fans, if you are listening to this, and boy, I know you are, because UCF mentioned. If this is you, I have to compliment you. Originally, I made fun of your stadium for not being structurally sound. I'm going to change my opinion and state that it's super sick that your stadium is not structurally sound.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of always the...
No, I want to clarify. I'm not. This is actually.
I think what happened was we stated that the stadium is structurally sound, which is a matter of fact, and they took that as an insult. When in fact, is it an observation of delight?
No way, bitch! No way.
For the first and last time, I will suggest take a leaf out of South Carolina's book. Make this a point of pride.
What did they say? The house doesn't bounce. Is that what they said?
Yeah, seriously.
I think so. I think they're like, doesn't do like, that anymore.
You're in Central Florida. Poorly assembled carnival rides are, in some cases, via large insurance settlements, your literal birthright.
Don't let them take that from you. Don't. Look what they took from us.
Don't let them take that from you the way they took your pappy's hand.
Exactly. I didn't come all the way down to this fetid, uninhabitable swamp to build safe buildings.
I didn't get my master's degree from Kearney Tech.
My master's degree in Zero Liability University.
That's a great name for UF's law school. I didn't know that you guys had privatized that.
We've privatized everything, evidently. Because of woke. Because of woke.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Napier can't win more than 7 games a year because of woke. That's why. You want me to start the show?
I mean, I guess.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. My name is Spencer Hall. I will be guiding you through the most important events of, I mean, let's call it the college football universe. Maybe a little bit beyond. Definitely a little bit beyond. This week, joining me, as always, is Jason Kirk.
Hi.
And Holly Anderson. And this week on the ones and twos, we have Douglas Reyes Cerrone, who you may know from DNF, Fullcast After Dark, and other ventures. Michael Serber is, I believe, busy claiming his lottery winnings because he won. So if you need money, yeah, if you need money, hit up Michael Serber because he's got it all.
Yeah, put Serber's phone number up there in the comments.
We will. His email is 38godfrey@gmail.com. You need to ask him for cash. I wanted to start off by asking this question because it's not often that I come in and I have not seen something. I am obviously the most informed and most...
the watcher.
Yes. I am a Watu. Because I have a very large head. He
entertains all.
I have a very large head and I'm not wearing pants. That's why I am
fucking Mordor here.
Yeah. But Holly has something I have not seen. So,
boy, howdy. I can't wait to see where this is going.
Holly, please tell me this amazing thing that I have missed.
It's probably because you don't follow Northrop Grumman on Twitter.
That's true. I don't.
just the Stan accounts.
Sorry. Real Grumheads had this one early.
Okay.
DARPA selected us to further develop the concept of building a moon-based railroad network that would transport humans, supplies, and resources for commercial ventures. Moon-a-rail! Moon-a-rail!
Like, really?
Moon-a-rail! Not only is the moon real, but neither is high-speed rail. I can't believe we've managed to combine these two great tastes.
I cannot believe that we have actually brought high-speed rail to the moon before we brought it to Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
before we brought it to the United States.
The moondoggle.
Can we...
I'm viscerally excited about this. I'm sorry.
Can we extend the rail from somewhere in America to the moon, like a great lasso?
No.
Like a ball of yarn?
Yes, but no, it only goes to El Paso.
That's socialism.
That's so, a good acclimation zone.
From the surface of the sun to the surface of the moon.
No, we don't, Spencer, we don't have high-speed rail in our country. It merely goes from our country to the moon. Only Elon Musk can use it, of course, after taxpayers build it.
Only 8 guys named Fred can use it. Yes.
I hope it's coal powered. I hope we are busily at work polluting as much of the universe as we can. We're just making it all as shitty as our own little neighborhood.
Yeah, the dark side of the moon, that's just anthracite clouds.
I gotta admit,
U.S. Steel is back, baby.
The thrill of littering in space has to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that's a real problem in low Earth orbit?
It is now, right? Like, we have so much crap up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a trash shield around our planet. Galactus comes in and he's like, ugh.
Hi, Spencer Hall, Reason.com here. Let me explain to you why the trash shield is good for humanity.
The suit of armor around the world.
That's right.
Like when you drop your phone in the toilet, that's Galactus reaching for our planet. He's like, oh, I don't know, man.
My first taste of this thing, not good.
Wait. Yeah, okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah. This is also trash. Blocks out the sun, which lowers the temperature on Earth. Huh? Mm-hmm. Seeing this? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really, the industrialists are working hard for us, turning our planet into a hairy gumball.
Also, the many metallic elements, such as tinfoil and hats thereof, floating in low Earth orbit, make it easier to tan.
We need to put more trash into space.
I thought you were saying Earth tinfoil hat will make it will save us from psionic blasts from from powerful alien telepaths.
Yeah, this works from without, and I fear from within.
Yeah, it's great. Keep sending more garbage up there, UCF.
Elon, not a problem.
he can't get that far.
Just astronauts up there, just chucking it, just like, yeah, man.
What do you think? I know that given the intermingling of SpaceX and NASA, which sucks, it's probably impolitic of them to say so in public. But what do you think actual honest to God astronauts do when they're talking about Elon Musk, like in their off hours?
I mean, they got to think he's kind of a tryhard, right? They're like,
this
yeah,
has got to
sure.
be in terms of like knowing that you're in like the worst of all group chats. Knowing that you're being made fun of by every active astronaut has got to be up there with Rory McIlroy. Sorry, I almost said Rory Gilmore, the second worst Rory.
That's got to be up there with astronaut Rory Gilmore.
This is up there with Rory McIlroy, knowing that every time he fucks up, Caroline Wozniacki and Serena Williams are off giggling about it in a corner.
I think the Cybertruck looks like shit that would be on the moon in a movie made in like 1976.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It feels like if you're an actual NASA person, you look at him and just think that's what works. That's all
it's
we had
like,
to do.
What I envisioned as a youth living in the Star Fox universe, this is not what I thought it would be mm-hmm. like.
First of all, he'd be like an owl or a frog.
Oh,
right?
No, yeah. He's Slippy.
Yeah. That's the worst thing you can say about somebody. Like, that's the meanest, that you're like, terrible person. No. He's a Slippy.
Guys!
Help! The monorail... The moonorail?
Moonorail.
I cannot wait for the moonorail. This is... Now I actually want to go into space. Just so I can ride a boondoggle train. This is for me. This would replace the West Virginia like two-man train. What do we call it? The little train that goes across West Virginia University.
The little PRT train.
Yes, the PRT. This is now replacing the PRT as my favorite train in any world. Period.
But is this cute?
They should make it. They should actually just. This is, by the way, the most federal government thing we could possibly do would be to just say, hey, listen, why don't we repurpose the PRT and put it on the moon? That way West Virginia gets some cash.
Okay.
You liking it? I liking it.
Like your heads up.
Robert Byrd would have made this happen.
I feel like we end up with a railroad on the moon. No actual towns or factories or laboratories or anything. Just a train circling the moon forever until it runs out of whatever shit we put in it.
Or like when you're playing SimCity and you're like, I'm so sick of looking at these fucking traffic jams, I'm not going to build any roads, I'm going to do railroads first, all railroads.
Yeah, that never works.
You try to lay it out, but you've counted wrong, so you can't put an industrial zone there.
Yeah,
you better
don't get cute.
Thank you. Yeah, as always, the best overarching life advice, don't get cute.
You're damn right, by the way. I am totally going to put a Lego suit, like an actual... If I'm going to be a conductor on the monorail...
Gosh,
getting...
you've got some career, Jane. You've got some career curves ahead of you.
I do. But not one single curve, because we're just building this in a belt. No turns, no nothing. But if you're doing it, I'm totally getting a Lego suit. Like, I'm even... My little visor is going to have the little dot smiley face from a Lego man. I'm 100% doing that.
Yeah. Are we going to have moon train capers? Like are we bringing that back?
Who's going to do that? Who's going to commit the first moon train robbery? Yeah.
I'm hearing train through the middle of nowhere. That's what this country was founded on, as far as I'm concerned.
Is it legal to rob the moon train?
Oh, you've just posited the existence of moon Pinkertons.
Yeah, this feels to me.
Maybe that's, hey, we should send them all up there just because you never know.
So it's international waters, and I assume launching from Orlando, the universe's greatest sports town. So you're in the jurisdiction of Orlando, which means yes, it's legal. There's nothing illegal in Orlando.
That's
That
true.
tracks.
Remember, the moon is divided like the old, like the new world from between Spain and Portugal. It's divided between UCF and Mississippi State, because Mississippi State is the other, space university, right?
Yes,
So if
the
you're
only
not
other.
about one, yeah. So you really have to appeal to one or the other in terms of authorities. So either the Citronaut and Gus Malzahn working as a two-judge panel, or Bully decides your case. Not guilty.
Judge Peanut Butter Bones, I object.
That would be, hey, as a counterpoint, Your Honor, this delicious chewy treat.
Anyway, I know there's football stuff going on. I just wanted to celebrate a little bit of as we turn over the loam of spring into hope and renewal, and maybe pause, stick our spades into the earth and just gaze up at the sky. I want to be able to whisper monorail.
Or stick our spades into the moon if we're already there.
Fuck yeah.
Or
That's
let us never forget, our beautiful siblings, the tardigrades, are already there paving the way. So if
Love
you're
you, boys.
listening, little buddies, thank you.
Little tardigrades with their little headphones in. I just imagine they have little headphones in.
Little jackhammers and their little
Yeah.
shovels and pushing little wheelbarrows.
Taking my little tardigrade work break, calling my girl, my little tardigrade girl. What's up,
Look,
baby?
they're
Hey, with
little
the
sitting on the girder, swinging their little feet, opening their lunch boxes.
With a little
So
metal
they're like,
can,
rah, 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 rah,
a little
rah,
sub sandwich in it.
What are you doing out there? I'm just trying to make it happen for you and me, baby.
little
Up here in
tardigrade bento
space.
box. Oh.
Yeah.
The homies hitting the bar after work.
Aren't you cold up there? No, baby. I'm a tardigrade.
Tardigrade bar fight. Discuss.
Bartergrades.
Yeah, me and the
Thank
boys,
you.
we're the Bartergrades.
Yeah, we're indestructible.
How much can you drink? All of it.
All of
I'm a
it.
fucking tardigrade.
Yeah, I'm a tardigrade. I make this shit work.
The
I'm the
longer we
best.
talk about this, the more Clemson might think that we forgot about them.
We
I'm not a
didn't.
water bear, I'm a beer bear.
Let's see. Hey, do you need a ride home? Nope, I can survive re-entry.
No, I can survive literally anywhere. I'll
Yeah.
just sleep right here.
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you sleeping tonight? Sleep?
Hell if I know. Where are the
Hell if I
dorms?
know.
Dorms?
I'd party till I drop. I'm a tardigrade. Then I go to work for the moon.
Man,
Listen, this is.
tardigrades in low gravity got to be like, oh man, the ultimate killing machine, a Weeble tardigrade.
This is the next. Listen, this is the next. This is the next men's health like thing. Like, listen, you gotta have tardigrade mind. Part of
Tardigrade
my life.
moonlord from the
I'm on the
tardigrade
tardigrade.
mindset.
I'm on that tardigrade diet. I eat whatever.
Yeah, I eat whatever. What do you do? Survive. That's
I
what I
do
do.
whatever. That's what
I
I do
do
what I need to
whatever.
do.
Yeah, do whatever I need to
Tardigrade
do.
form achievable without the anti-gravity supplements.
I'm working a construction job on the moon for my family.
So what I do is I get invincible.
That's if you just take all of the TikTok memes about blue collar workers and put them to tardigrades, it really works well, right? It works beautifully. Like, what do you do, man?
Tardigrade kind of ruffling its invisible feathers, like she doesn't know she's in the presence of a certified forklift operator on the
Love
Don't make
chef
fun of
out.
me. You think
That's
I'm cute, but I'll kick your ass.
That's
Or
right.
die trying. Nice try. I can't die, so.
Yeah, now I'm going to make up the certified forklift operator t-shirt, but with tardigrades on it.
That
My
tardigrade talks
daughter
shit about the Chargers.
is proud of me because she knows I'm a hardworking big font tardigrade.
I don't believe in dentistry.
So Clemson.
Yeah, okay, Clemson, come on. Come on
Come on.
down.
Yeah.
Come on, go cut yourself a switch.
Clemson is
A joke, it's a joke switch.
yeah. Clemson is suing the ACC
Next.
and we all just want to like, take a big cleansing sigh just for
first of all, I think the ACC.
Who isn't suing the ACC?
Clemson trailing Florida State once again.
I think that we should, one, congratulate the ACC on yet another person proving they exist. I think that's big for y'all, frankly. Right? That you're like, somebody wants to fight with us? Oh my God.
And I guess it doesn't count until the ACC actually appears in court. So maybe Clemson is testing the theory of whether the ACC exists.
They do. Can I tell you my favorite? So what are they suing them for? Okay. So they don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. I want to make that clear.
Constructed is only an institution of people who believe that you shouldn't live together before marriage can.
But it does. It is suing. It is saying, though, that, by the way, and this is why you make the big bucks, attorneys, all of those deals that we signed are making it really hard to leave the conference.
Yeah.
That's it. Literally, I'm going to read to you from it. They have a chilling effect on Clemson's ability to explore and pursue an exit from the ACC or to negotiate alternate revenue sharing. All this belonging to the ACC is really messing with my not belonging to the ACC.
Girl, this marriage that we have, it's just, I'm really feeling like I'm not married to other people as well. And I just think that's, you know, I don't want to divorce you. I just want to, you know,
I just want to know.
I don't want you to be able to marry other people. I want to do that. So
I don't want to run, baby. I just want the collar off. Clemson wants to let their neck breathe.
Clemson is telling the ACC, if you love us, set us free.
And we'll stay, but we'll totally give us stay. More money to do so.
ACC's like, counterpoint, we boil your pet rabbits alive.
That is my favorite part. My second favorite part of this ruling.
What is your favorite part?
The part where they say we're not leaving, but it's really messing with our ability to make money in other conferences. Yeah. And it doesn't want to leave, but it would like to know, by the way, legally speaking, does the ACC own the broadcasting rights to the game if we leave?
Honey, have you seen our lease? No reason.
Do I keep the charger if I leave, honey? Do I keep the charger?
Not that I want to.
Yeah. But would the keys be in my hand?
So let's say you died. Just hypothetically. I feel so like this is like shitting money on lawyers just to prove you're mad, right? And mm-hmm. and also prove you're less mad than Florida State, who just did this shit with even less of a plan and even less of an end game in mind, I guess. Like exactly. with Clemson, if they're trying to say like we want to stay but we want to tear up the contract, that's something. It's not going to happen, but it's something. Whereas Florida State is just like, we're demonstrating emotions. This is the only way we know how to express ourselves. We're throwing crayons. That's all we're doing.
That's it. Are you going to leave? Yeah. We totally want to leave.
Clemson,
are you going anywhere? No!
Clemson, this isn't on your IEP.
That's it. Listen, this is Miss Jenkins, and Clemson is not listening to me. I don't have a word with him. Because he's not coming in from recess, and
we have with legal matters to discuss. We have brought in our legal mind, Ryan Nanny. How do you
Ryan
plead
Clemson's
for Clemson?
Eating Play-Doh again?
Yeah, could you talk to him?
You should know that the extent of what I know about whatever y'all are talking about is that Clemson has sued the ACC. I saw that tweet and I was like, huh. Well, I'm not going to dig into that today.
Well, unfortunately, you're on the clock because no other attorneys were willing to take the case. So.
All right. Here's my knee-jerk response. The ACC should just kick them both out. Just say, like, you know what?
Oh, I love this.
Just is it the smart thing to do? Is it the financially responsible thing to do? No. But it's just say, you know what? We're the ACC is about having a good time. Not about high stakes drama. Not about competing at the highest possible level in football. It's about good vibes on a Saturday between 1 and 7 p.m. And if you don't want to be a part of that, you can get the hell out.
And this will hurt them, but on the other hand, Clemson and Florida State will forever be in a Wikipedia category with Temple and UMass.
Yeah,
and
why not?
And even worse, South Carolina.
Now we're talking. This oil is hot.
We only like fun schools like Stanford. You two can get the fuck out.
Because, like, to some extent, I think what Florida State and Clemson have in mind, or are at least aware of, is, okay, ACC media days are going to happen, and this is going to be all anybody's going to want to talk about, and it's going to be so uncomfortable for the ACC commissioner, and ooh, we're going to make you squirm. Well, what if you open ACC media days by saying, like, nope, these two schools are gone. That's it. You can talk to the others.
Make
we got plenty. We brought in Stanford and Cal because they're just as important. That's it. We're done. Stanford, you're the Florida State of California.
You got to make them show up first. That's the best part.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
So what's on the agenda today, guys? We're being thrown out of the conference.
Put a table in that ballroom. Make them sit in it.
Like,
make all their chairs face the wall like they're in timeout.
I understand that there's a way you can just be like, well, we can draw this out and, you know, there will be some penalty they're getting for leaving. Whatever. Just go off vibes. Just be like, you guys are not fun and you are not welcome at this party anymore. That's it.
And then, so then instantly, is it FSU and Clemson suing? Like, we have a grant of rights agreement that says we are bound to each other for 1,000 years. It says so right here. You signed it.
That'd be great. Because then I'd just be like, cool. Our counter argument is the first suit you filed against us.
No. See, at that time, we were mad. Now we're sad.
Your Honor, this falls under vibe law.
Y'all. This is a compliment to Ryan's teachings more than anything else, but we're pretty good lawyers.
Like, just bail. It's the stupid DeShare Zone meme. Just you don't have to be in a conference with Clemson and FSU. Just walk away.
That's true.
Just kick
them
out.
Yeah. I mean, you're both bummers.
They're going to get what they want. So ultimately, you may actually come out ahead of what everybody knows is actually going to happen. If only in terms of legal fees and, again, headache.
Like, I don't think this is a thing that parents do anymore. But at least when I was a kid, if you threatened to run away from home, you risked that your parents would say, like, great, I'll help you pack. Like, they weren't actually going to let you go be a vagrant or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they were gonna call your bluff to some extent. And you're going to be like, well, no, but I miss you. And I don't know how to take care of myself. I'm little old Clemson. I can't possibly brush my teeth without you. And I think at some point you gotta just lean into that and be like, cool.
See, I think
you'll do so great on your own. Independent.
Dude, I think
Florida
that
State.
Is I think that is Clemson. I think Florida State's the one who's like, well, I just live out here now.
That's right.
Shit.
Yeah, Florida State's like, I would love to live on a rail car. That shit looks awesome. I'll get so buff.
I live in your driveway now.
Yeah, so my buddy lets me keep my Maxima in the driveway and I sleep in the back. And technically, I mean, 2 out of 3 days, I rent it out and I just sleep at the laundromat.
If you buy a movie ticket early enough, you can stay there all day. They can't do shit.
So why are you doing all this? Because fuck the ACC, that's why.
Yes, correct.
So. Yeah. So I'm not apologizing to her. Yeah.
I'm really showing them. Are you planning on getting invited to the Big Ten? Is that your plan?
Also, man.
Doesn't
like,
matter. Mind your business.
Clemson, you know what the other schools in this conference care about. You doing this right as the tournament's getting started is some real mean shit. Some real fucking shit.
This is the meme where someone's
ooh,
yelling.
Hey, everybody's excited for basketball. I want to talk about football crankiness. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Can y'all not let listening. NC State have this?
God damn it.
That probably was the thinking behind the timing. It's like, it probably was like, we're going to, you know, all eyes are on the ACC as usual this week or whatever, and I think it backfires.
This is why UConn is perfectly happy to stay in the Big East and be an independent in football, because they know everybody's going to complain about basketball unilaterally. Like, everybody's on the same page. We're going to make fun of Rick Pitino and we're going to complain about how the selection committee doesn't respect us.
It is funny. Number one overall seed, and I guess the conference sucks. Only let 3 teams. It is funny. Why are they number one if their conference is so bad?
I think there's a lot of legal sense in this document. And Ryan,
Florida State sue the Big East.
Should sue the SEC for making them feel bad. Like, we don't want it in the SEC. We just want the emotional damages of being denied to be compensated in a manner befitting our immense hurt feelings.
They haven't stolen us yet, so
yeah. This is called the choose me penalty.
Is there some sort of like mutually assured destruction in the SEC that ensures that no school will ever sue the conference, because then every other school will be like, here's all the terrible shit we have on you. Here are all your worst stories.
The SEC is NATO.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what could that be in the SEC? Like, what? No, don't tell them we paid a player. Don't. Don't. That's not valid anymore, right?
It's probably like revealing you didn't pay a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like, here's the time Alabama really, really tried not to, and tried to follow
a whole year just giving them camel cash, which we didn't even know still existed.
Yeah, I don't know what that would possibly be in the SEC. Ryan, I wanted to run this by you and see if it made legal sense.
7 Alabama analysts in a boiler room somewhere with back issues of Red Book.
I'll reveal your athletic director's burner accounts on every message board if you sue us. That's what it would be.
Sorry, Greg.
So this is what I wanted to check with you. And I think it's actually, like, to me, this makes great legal sense, but I'm an idiot. Doesn't disqualify me from being an amateur attorney.
It hasn't stopped us from doing this podcast for far too long.
Exactly. So one factor here is under heading 82. Upon information and belief, the ACC's excessive withdrawal penalty is significantly larger than that of comparable intercollegiate athletic conferences as set forth in the table below.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did they sign this already?
Holly, they have. They signed it happily. Like, Clemson signed it in all caps. Like, we Clemson love it.
No further questions. We don't like this thing that we signed.
But they don't like it. And also Florida State doesn't like it either. But Clemson wants you to know.
Get up in front of Judge Catfish. Your Honor, my fifis.
You know how a conference is like a fancy restaurant? You're like, I don't like this. I would like a hamburger instead. All right, so sorry, you wanted to... So there's a table.
Yes, there's a table, and it lists all of the various withdrawal fees, mm-hmm. right? Which go from... Which I was surprised. Big Ten withdrawal penalty, zero. Purdue, what's keeping you from bigger things?
Join the ACC.
Gravity is all. And they're fighting it every day.
Which, by the way, they amended its withdrawal fee after Maryland went out. Like, once you're in the ACC, there's only two ways out. Neither one of them are free. Fuck you, Maryland. But if you want to leave the ACC, total, mm-hmm. right? Like, Florida State's lawyers put together their estimate of what it would cost. Mind you, they're trying to make this look as cartoonish as possible. But the total cost per Florida State's Board of Trustees, which, again... This is Florida State math, and I am not hiding that. They claimed it would cost $572 million.
How bad do you want it?
Is this any relation to whoever did the math at Arizona? Last couple seasons? Is this Common Core?
If you just take the number on record... It's $130 million.
My favorite thing about what you've said so far is that nobody seems to know what the number is to leave. Like, that in and of itself is fucking amazing.
They're running it
beautiful.
They're running it like we run taxes, right? How much do you owe? Let's see.
Let's guess. And then the government will tell me if I'm wrong or not, in which way.
When FSU revealed those numbers, it very much felt like the number was a measure of how angry they were getting. Mm-hmm. It was like, it showed the chart of like, in 2010, we were this mad. In 2014, when we signed it, we were this mad. In 2020, now look how fucking mad we are. Bar through roof.
I'm $800 million mad.
We've been dealing in emotional truths for so long that we've taken them out of the language arts and into the math portion of the test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is an emotional mathematical proof.
In the SEC, if you just left, right? If you just left.
Yeah.
It'd be 45 mil.
Okay.
For just 45 mil.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the ACC is like, this was signed in blood. The ACC only has the sturdiest fucking lawyers in the world rocking up on blood oaths to get away from Pitt. They're like, no, once you're bonded to Pitt, that's life.
Hello, ACC offices. I'm trying to get an exact number for what it would cost to leave the conference. Ah, well, that's hard to say because we don't know the value of your firstborn's life.
Hold on. Let me open the Necronomicon here.
Oh, it's shrieking. I'll have to call you back.
Sorry, you'll have to answer I'm looking at the manual right here, sir, and it says you'll have to answer my riddles 3.
Get in the scale and I will weigh the worth of your soul, and it's 10% of that.
Rumpelstiltskin ass conference.
It feels like it's tied to GDP or something. or like interest rates are soaring.
Yeah.
It will now cost $7 billion to
leave. If Miami tried this and had to get on the soul thing, they'd be like, well, again. I've signed this deal before.
So what you're telling me is Donald Trump could not afford to leave the ACC.
No, apparently not.
Okay. Apparently not.
Trump University stuck. But we already said Florida State's there.
Yeah, Florida State's like, this weighs your soul. Joke's on you.
Bye. Bye.
What I like about the table that you're describing is this is a really handy way of explaining opportunity cost to people. It's like, yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to leave the Big Ten, except it costs you all this money that you would have made. That's all. No big deal.
It
costs you $500 million either way.
It is. It's a direct reflection of, go ahead.
Right.
Try it.
Right.
So what if, like, UNC left the ACC for the Big Ten, right? Bang, $500 million gone. Then say UNC leaves the Big Ten for the SEC. Look at all that opportunity cost. Now we've lost $1 billion. Then they're in the SEC. They leave the SEC. That's a mere $45 million. Tack it on. Fuck it. At that point, so, like, you could just ring up an incredible. What are they? No, you're never gonna have to pay all this shit.
The other Donald Trump approach.
A university can do bankruptcy, right?
Yeah. Once you come up with a number, it's like, it's going to cost us $500 million to leave the athletic conference that gives us Boston College every fall. Go ahead. That number's not real.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just a little guy. I'm just a little school. You're going to make me pay all that money?
I'm excited for Florida State to start the GoFundMe. Help us retire our medical conference debt.
ACC is more of a naturopath conference.
We just so very badly want to join the big fucking 12. It's worth $500 million to us.
The other reason I would just kick him out straight away is, like, if you are the ACC and you have an interest in continuing to exist, letting this court case play out potentially ends badly for you, where they're like, nope, the whole grant of rights is, like, it's not real. You couldn't have done it in the first place. Everybody can do whatever they want. And then your conference can potentially fall apart very quickly. But if you are just like, no, they're out, they have no standing to sue us anymore, like, there is no judge who can tell you that you're not real. You're still all powerful.
I don't know. Like per, like, college sports logic, like, independent Clemson is still suing the ACC for the right to leave the ACC, and somehow this is a thing ongoing for years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't rule out that they'll try. But I think it also helps, send a warning shot. Tell these other fuckers, like, don't even think about it. Don't even. Boston College, do not get ideas. Boston College.
Don't get smart, Wake Forest.
Do not get ideas. Boston College, not a problem.
Please don't look at us.
You don't want us to have athletics. You mean we don't have to have athletics? Awesome. More space for the library.
They're Jesuits, man. They're going to homebrew.
You changed the stadium into a brew pub? This is actually dope. Yeah, we're totally for this.
I just love that the only plan for all this was to add Cal. That was the solution to stabilize this environment.
Interesting choice of verbs.
Yeah, yes. Adding the most geologically unstable school.
And financially.
You're saying the universities on a whole. In so many ways, yes.
I'm saying all cow metaphors are literal.
Best school, man. Do I know what the best fucking university and best sports team in the world is? It's Cal football. Everything about them is completely in harmony. The brand is seamless.
No, there's a seam.
I can point to it. It'll make itself known.
Unless I missed something, Notre Dame has also been very quiet in all of this.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's Lent, so.
Okay. So on Easter, we'll get Notre Dame's feelings about the St. Kate Middleton's return. Great.
Yeah.
Maybe in the same
dude
in the same same place at the same time.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I love that this has been going on for so long that we could potentially now do an entire second episode on more dumb shit they have done. We won't. But it's there.
But it's there. And we could. And that's not Kate Middleton. Whatever.
It's, no,
you've
it's
seen,
not.
That's
no,
not
it's
Kate
absolutely
Middleton.
Not. No.
Let's
no.
Let's just be clear.
No, that's just a lady.
That's just
a picture,
like,
of a lady.
Yeah, that's just a person.
So who will be the next school to sue the ACC is my question.
I thought you were going to say who's going to be the next Kate Middleton body double.
Wow, it's Will Ferrell.
Like, honest to God, Ryan, they might as well have walked you out there and been like, brunette human, are you not satisfied?
Yes.
It looks so little like her.
Behold, grainy brunette lady.
Yeah, seriously. That's like Sephora Sasquatch, right? Like, like a cryptid you found at Alta. That's
Damn.
What it would look like.
Tuesday morning Eldritch Horror Kate Middleton was spotted in a garden store.
I didn't think anything was going to top Sephora Sasquatch, but then you said Ulta cryptid. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, look at him go.
The cryptid that only lives in Ulta.
Have you heard the tale of the Home Goods witch?
I can get kids on TikTok to believe in this. If you just give me 2 weeks, they'll be like, "Yo, dude, totally saw
it." I saw a TikTok. It's really the only justification you need for believing anything at this point.
Listen, the TikTok teens are like Michael Jordan couldn't ball. Like, they would do anything.
A guy with a beard said it, so.
Yeah, look. See? No, it's in this TikTok.
Taxes aren't real.
Taxes aren't real. Kate Middleton is a cryptid that lives at an altar somewhere in Jacksonville, Florida.
I mean, that's as good an explanation as any I've heard, so.
Yeah, sure.
People are stitching it with, it's true. I saw her.
This guy right here with his beard said it. I'm pointing for the, for the listeners who can't see me pointing.
And then I'm playing a saxophone on the next stitch.
Because that's how you know something is true. Something is true if a floating head is pointing at it.
What a time.
Could we do a business?
I would love to do... Hold on, let me put the dog in her place real quick.
Let's go.
Dogs don't have money, so... We don't need
them. Hey, that's it. The ACC should have checked their Acorns account.
Dogs are not capitalist. Dogs hate money. Dogs eat money. Business. But it's not for dogs. It's just for people and their money that they spend on their dogs. Oh, my God.
People business time.
Podcast business. It's a business. It's a business. Springtime business. It's a business. And I've got a cold because the temperature is hot, and then it's cold, and then it's hot, and then it's cold again. My mucous membranes can't take it.
You're so brisk. You're so gentle. Such a withering flower.
It's me.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. The podcast I do with Server, We're Not All Like This, is back for season 2. We did the Maryland episode already. By the time you have heard this, the Tennessee episode is already out. Holly
is
on
all
it.
Like this.
Holly's on it, but hasn't listened to it, which is very exciting.
I don't remember what I said.
That's okay. You didn't.
There's
say
one way to find out.
There were some, I won't tell you what they are. There were some things that Holly said that she said, you can't put this in the episode. And we didn't put them in the episode because
what were those?
They were about all I will say is they were about a certain woman's basketball player of yesteryear.
Oh, that was a really hard time for me.
Yeah. That's all I will say about that. No. So that's, we're not all like this. You can go find it on wherever you're listening to this podcast.
You know how sometimes you have a player who is the worst person alive during their college career, and you spend a lot of time muttering at your television that you wish that person was in jail, and then they wind up in Russian prison, and you're like, Lord?
I want to be clear. I said I wasn't going to tell this story.
That could be like 20 players.
It could. That caused some soul searching on my part about things that you wish for.
Yeah.
All I know is that even my worst enemy, I would probably be able to say, you know what? I think I don't want that person to be in Russian prison. If asked the question in a press conference, say.
Be nice to Kim Mulkey. It hasn't been the same since she was unable to stop Christmas from coming for the 53rd consecutive year.
What other schools have you done recently, Ryan? I saw Maryland.
We did Maryland. We did Tennessee. Upcoming schools, we have Cal coming.
Speaking of.
ACC member. We have Baylor coming, and we are prepping the Gonzaga episode, the first non-football school.
Wait, since I haven't listened to the episode, will you tell me, am I the one that we are not all like?
There were some points of dissension. I would say that you, like, I think, I'll say this. I think you had the most favorable opinion of the Vol Navy of the three people that we talked to.
Was probably because I'm the oldest.
Maybe so, but and nobody had a negative.
Or because they're broke and don't have boats.
That I think it falls more into that category of like if you are, unless you have a connection or a boat, the Vol Navy does not mean a lot. Like does not impact your day. That's all.
Trash.
Beautiful boaters.
But there is a story about Spencer and a hot dog and the river. So I'm not going to tell more than that.
He didn't actually do it. He did not actually do that.
Oh, don't tell. Don't tell. Don't give it away.
A lie about a hot dog in a river. That's even
water.
Better.
Water
a
is water.
Fabled hot dog in a river. What does it mean?
Man.
I saw Kate Middleton eating a hot dog in a river.
Cryptids eating hot dogs.
.tumblr.com.
Man, a cryptid dog. That sounds like a delicious cookout off menu item.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real roll of the dice right there.
All right. That's my business. Who's got business?
Look, Jason, I'm gonna tag you.
Thank you. So I have three upcoming events to announce. One, speaking of Clemson.
God.
March 29 at Pendleton Bookshop near Clemson. We have a free signing reading with some other writers whose names I should have written down, but all very talented, assembled for you by Jonathan Field, friend of the program. It's free, probably hangouts afterward. Registration welcome. April 5th at A Novel Idea in Philadelphia. Yes, that's the night right before WrestleMania. A free book signing and probably some artwork for you by my daughter. She's there to do doodles. And April 20, that's right, the funny day at St. Clair's Episcopal in Ann Arbor, a whole shindig and hangout with Jane Costin and Ace and Bender, both friends of the program. And yes, getting me into a church in 2024 is even weirder than getting you into a church, so we're all going to be fine with that together. Either way, we're going to drink beer at church on 420. Come on, what more could you want?
What better way to get higher and closer to the Lord?
This will know what's up.
Your $20 ticket includes a copy of the book, and yes, I'll add any proceeds that make their way to me after expenses to a certain charity event that might be going on. I don't know if we've announced dates, but at some point thereabout. And see my website, jasonkirk.fyi, for links to those events. Also, if you have a venue and like to set up a book event that doesn't involve me handling details, let me know. Reach out. I will try to be there. Very interested in Austin and Brooklyn in particular. But I just love going places as long as I don't have to think about anything on the way.
Let's get Jason to the Brooklyn IKEA for an event.
I will be there.
And Jason will also be sleeping at the Brooklyn IKEA, the dream. I've always wanted, like, I know people have done it.
Let's go to the Brooklyn IKEA and give out relationship advice. Unsolicited. The couple's passing us who look unhappy.
Isn't Dump the process him. Of going through IKEA its own, like, relationship labyrinth of sorts?
Just get on the microphone into certain sections and be like, dump him, girl!
Yeah, if you make it through the whole thing, you're good.
There's a Minotaur in here, and it's unspoken friction between you.
Also Spencer, wearing horns.
Just normal Spencer
popped up in the middle. Yeah. Howdy.
He's got horns mode.
I'm in a personal conflict.
Uh-oh, it's horny Spencer.
No, oh my god, there's an IKEA cryptid. I saw it.
He's eating meatballs in the pillow section again.
He's eating pillows in the meatball section. How are there two of them?
Why is he nude?
Why isn't he nude?
Because he's horny.
I know, he's wearing one of those like wraparound stuffed snakes. But it's not covering anything it should be covering.
No, just nipples. That's it.
Sorry, this is IKEA. Nipples.
I want to be clear. This is still the business section of the podcast.
The man's wearing nothing but umlauts.
Help.
All right. So, charity bowl?
All right.
It's time.
April 15th. 2024. Get your tax returns ready. Charity Bundy Bowl returns. And Michigan, y'all won a title, so if we don't crack a million this year, it's your fault.
Damn.
Wow.
If you want it, and if you, of course, wanted to, you know, support us in a different way, there's an event that goes out all the time called the Channel 6 Newsletter.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. And you should, of course, subscribe to that. It is twice a week. Right now we are in off-season mode, so you get one newsletter that's everything we've been, you know, reading, watching, doing, enjoying, feeling, and then you get one piece of content a week.
And we've also been doing a live chat every week for subscribers in our $10 a month or $100 a year tiers, where we put on a webinar. We put that in the calendar invitation, so you can put it on your calendar at work. Nobody bothers you. And we just hang out for an hour over lunch and take questions from readers and talk shit.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have some really wild shit coming up.
We have some very, very cool international shit coming up. And by international, I mean Bassmasters, baby!
That too.
Bass No-No Nation, so.
That's very true.
Last business thing, which is entirely useless at this point. We are working on some more live shows. Can I tell you where they are? No. Can I tell you when they are? Also, no.
North America.
Are tickets available to purchase? They are not. But
what if we told them when two of them were, but not where?
Okay.
One is Memorial Day weekend, and one is in August.
Yep, that's so it. There.
Yep,
that's all you get.
Go find us.
Be there.
Just scour the nation. and like a third Carmen Sandiego player with not enough information.
And a third show to be named later, Dubuque? But we're all
no, you idiot!
Like big, the fancy hats.
The only one who could find us is, like, Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, only time travelers who could just hop around all over on that day.
Did Carmen Sandiego have a gun, you think?
Had to. She went through. She went through Texas, after all.
If it is, it's a little pearl handled pistol. But I see her as more of a poisoner type.
I think she's got a big ass gun. That's what she's hiding in that hat.
Yeah.
Oh, not in a big coat.
Okay. Hat is a gun.
The hat is a gun.
Why else was Interpol keeping tabs on her, man?
She's running weapons. That's what she's
Interpol
doing.
Interpol is continental. They commit all kinds of stabbing crimes.
I think if I were in charge of development of where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, I would have one mission where it's like, yeah, she's transporting so much cocaine. Like, there's not even an art. There's no art here. There's no artifact. Just a lot of fucking powder.
What's her middle name? Griselda.
Show me Orlando.
I feel like if she had guns, her name would be Carmen Birmingham.
Carmen
Savannah
Mobile.
San Diego.
All right. I think that concludes podcast business.
That's a great ad.
Where the fuck is Carmen Memphis?
I apologize for joining late, but did we talk about the conclusion to the Iditarod this year?
No, we did not.
No.
Okay. So... Dallas Seavey, the moose gutter who was penalized. I think, did we talk about that last week?
Sure did.
Yes.
Okay. Despite the, what was it, 2-hour penalty?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. So his 24-hour delay was turned into 26, as I understand.
Still won that shit. Still won that shit easily.
And he's like already the goat of dogs, as I understand.
Yeah, he's now the first 5-time winner. And so I think what this incident has taught Dallas and probably other mushers is don't even bother. Just like Matrix sequel, drive by, blast that moose and just keep rolling. Like, who fucking cares?
Everybody behind Dallas, don't listen to Ryan.
Thank you for the image of a dude absolutely blasting away with a gun as he's zipping through with dogs who surely won't be alarmed by the sound of heavy gunfire.
Well, get a silencer then, you idiot.
This is John Wick deep freeze.
Man, if you can take down a moose with a weapon with a silencer on it while driving past in the snow. Yeah, man, you are the one.
Did you see this guy driving? Break yourself, fool!
And that shit's going, and moose are just dropping. Damn.
Jeez, it's Dallas.
He's got a fucking bow and arrow taking him down.
Got a katana doing a drive-by knifing.
That's fine, too.
Jesus. Fucking Iditarod Legolas.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure we close the loop on that.
Never apologize.
So is it 2 hours per moose ungutted?
It probably is.
Circling that sounds like a day off to me.
But it didn't stop him, you know?
Man, bears on pre-killed moose are really the ultimate circling back hazard. Just circling back. No? Alright. Nobody?
Yeah, no, I'm done.
God. Tough room.
I'm with you on that. I did want to say this. I wanted to ask each of you.
Jesus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity. How much men's college basketball have you watched this year? Each.
Men's?
Each. Starting with Jason. Ugh.
Men's, no.
No, me, just no. One has not.
I mean, I get up early, so no.
So you could watch Gonzaga.
Yeah. When they're still going. Women's have seen a bit of, though.
Okay. Ryan, these are people who work in this industry.
I don't work. I don't have a job.
I forecast. I'm working for Mel Brooks.
I Google weird Italy news. That's my job.
You don't have an alert? Like,
you don't have an alert? Yeah.
You need an alert. Those are very handy.
You really got to take your best practices from Spencer.
Listen, I handpick. I put in the fuck. I don't wait for the alert to come.
Oh, this is artisanally plucked.
That's right.
News.
This is bespoke Italy heist. Weird Italy news.
There we go.
I don't think. I have kept tabs on some men's basketball games, but I have not watched any. No.
Holly.
I have watched all of the following. Any Tennessee game where it feels like Rick Barnes is coming close to fulfilling his prophetic quest to kill my father via his coaching of our basketball team and their performance thereof. And also North Carolina State, just so I can see this one Tom Cullen looking dude.
Oh, wait.
Who won the tournament.
I did watch some college basketball the other day.
Did you watch the big fella?
I love the big fella. I have seen clips of the big fella.
Is there anything better than a big fella?
Oh, man. They legit got screwed out of that tournament. I watched the Ivy League title game because it looked like a 13-17 team was going to make the tournament. And that was amusing to me, but they didn't. Okay. And now the tournament starts and I will watch all of it and pretend I know what's going on.
That's the move.
Yeah,
that is 100% the move. I have watched one game.
Which one?
I watched UNC NC State at the ACC tournament.
That's right.
Okay.
Because I didn't have anything to do. I was just at home and I saw it was on and I was like, oh, that's a rivalry.
Wait,
and then
you didn't watch anything. You didn't. Did I never goad you into watching any Tennessee?
No.
Are you aware that we have a ginger who's scoring 40 points a game?
Dalton Connect.
Connect.
Yes. Dalton Connect.
Okay. Pain don't hurt, but Tennessee basketball does.
Hey, Sonny, get over here. Sonny, get over here.
I watched part of an Auburn game at some point. So, yeah, I have watched. They're really good. I have watched about 3 hours of college basketball. Men's college basketball.
I've watched one game. One game all year. And it was mainly for DJ Burns, the big fella. Who, by the way, I wanted to see if it worked. And I just Googled NC State's big-ass basketball player. And it pulls up DJ Burns.
I have handed out basketball picking advice, though. Like, when people ask, I'm like, yeah, I got you. Which, basically, it's just, look at Ken Pom, who seems underseeded. That's a great value. It's really simple system.
Why do you think Spencer wants to know this, since he's not here right now?
Especially since he just left.
He just kind of wandered off, but I thought he was leading us into a discussion about the big fella.
Okay.
So when you said big fella, I thought you were talking about Indiana State's big fella.
So did I.
Well, that guy didn't make the tournament, and I'm very sad about that.
Yeah.
It's the guy with the you're talking about the guy with the glasses, right?
Virginia, yeah, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Assholes. You're not as beautiful as him.
You're not. Your coach is beautiful, but not in the same way.
Yeah. Spencer, were you just trying to kill time, or did you really want to know why we watch basketball?
I was curious. I wanted to know how much anyone had watched, because it's my assumption that like college basketball. So there's this whole argument as to whether the NBA's next contract is going to be worth X, because there's a sensation feeling that it is currently overvalued. So whatever the negotiation for the next one is going to be, it's going to be kind of hairy, because chances are the bid's going to come in under what the NBA wants. And that will in turn cause a serious revaluation of NBA franchises, particularly the smaller ones, right? There's this nasty cascading effect. And I was thinking, I was like, oh man, wait, how much college basketball have I watched? And you know, like, I will stumble into most sports accidentally. If you ask me how many hockey games I watched a year, I probably watched two, maybe three, right? It's the NHL.
Not including playoffs or including the playoffs?
I would say including the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sit there for an entire series. I will pop in at the most violent point in a series when I see everyone going insane about it, right? So like 2 to 3, I will accidentally watch 2 to 3 hockey games a year. I will watch, I think at this point, I watch 4 or 5 NASCAR races as somebody who was formerly super into it. It's been better lately, but I'm highly booked during those times most of the time. So point being, I'll stumble into a lot of sports accidentally. I don't know how you fuckers watch as much college basketball, the people who do. And I assume there aren't that many of you. And a lot of you are just skewing like what I'm seeing representation wise.
by watching a ton of it.
Hey, like, maybe they're clinically depressed.
Maybe that. But I don't, I'm just intrigued as to what, this is the long way of me getting to saying, I'm intrigued as to what the NCAA thinks it can get the next time around for March Madness. If it's the only thing college basketball watches, and if that affects it at all, if it exists separately, right? Does March Madness exist as its own product completely divorced from the actual season, right? Which I think maybe is the honest way of looking at it.
The way it's sold told.
Don't we already know that?
Yeah, the way it's sold tells you that's true, because CBS and Turner own the tournament, but they're not the ones broadcasting.
ESPN does all the work on shit nobody watches.
That feels like long settled precedent.
I think it is. I think it is getting worse in a way.
By worse, do you mean more stratified?
Sure. I mean, so I don't know if this is a useful long term comparison, but a lot of what has come up this year is that people have been watching regular season and conference tournament women's basketball at a much higher rate than they have, like, to the point where it's like, oh, more people are watching this than are watching regular season and conference tournament men's basketball, which is highly unusual. And
but makes sense given the current, like, preponderance of big names in the women's game.
100%. Both I think in terms of players and coaches.
Definitely both, yeah.
But I don't think it will matter. To Spencer's question, I don't think it will matter, because the NCAA tournament, like, we all gave very low answers, and we're all probably going to watch a pretty decent amount of the tournament, right? It's a little bit like saying, like, are people watching the Olympic trials? No, but they'll fucking watch the summer games.
Watch can mean different things for different people, right? Like, especially in the early rounds, I have it on, you know, and I obviously work from home most of the time. I have it on, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, as more of a social event than anything else. Like, I'm going to have it on while I'm typing up a newsletter, while I'm, like, folding laundry, whatever, just because I'm also online and my friends are talking about it.
Right.
But, like, does that mean, and so, like, does that mean I'm watching it? It doesn't. Like, there are so many different gradations of what amount of attention this is taking from me. Like, I'm not sitting there in front of the television with my eyes looking at the screen. I'm not even looking at the screen most of the time when I'm, quote, watching, like, college basketball. I'm usually doing something, unless, again, I am watching Rick Barnes try and kill my father.
Yeah, which is, that's his way in life. That's what he's supposed to do. It's destiny. Also, I would gather none of the four of us is doing what a lot of people are doing. We're not gambling on this.
Oh God, no.
Like, in terms of filling out a bracket for money, or in terms of, like, round by round prop bets?
I'll take either bets, one. Whatever. I'll take either one. I don't think you're not bracketeering.
Nah, not this year.
Also, like, once you don't work in a office with people,
yep,
like, the opportunities and the insistence on it is much lower. So
as the crash in commercial real estate killed the bracket.
I just
Jason,
don't.
Are you wait? I just think we
writing that down.
Hold
for
on, I was gonna
story.
Pitch that somewhere. You can do that,
Jason. Have you explored how thoroughly you could kill in a New York Times setting with getting them all into sports gambling specifically for money?
I don't know. College basketball
against you.
The tournament feels so unpredictable. Like, it all postseasons are just tricky to bet on.
But just in general, have you thought about, well, that should, and while that might prevent you from betting money, should that prevent you from encouraging your colleagues to bet? What I'm saying is you should become a bookie at the New York Times.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Jason Kirk, bookie to the stars.
Just based on their past couple months of output, they seem really easy to fool.
They told me to put $50,000 in a shoebox and take it to Jason Kirk, who was going to put it on Colgate in the first round.
Was that the New Yorker?
No,
that was New York.
That was, the other reason why,
but that woman had written for the Times, right? God, she was so stupid, and we forgot her so fast.
It's for the best. Other reason why, what's going to be different about the next time? I don't even know the next time the tournament contract comes around. I feel like it got re-signed not that long ago. just like in football, shit's going to be bigger, and that's just going to that's going to be a ploy to pump the contract up. Like, by the time we get there, it's going to be 80 some teams or something.
The ninth best ACC team will be in there. I just can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be special.
I can't wait to get 12 SEC teams in. So much SEC basketball.
So the current deal goes through 2032. But I imagine they'll probably try to expand it before then.
Well, Clemson has just sued the ACC.
Clemson's going to sue. We would like to negotiate with the tournament separately.
You said there's a deal and it's long, so they don't really like that. Because they don't plan to be around at the time. Rapture.
Yeah, you signed this. Yes, that's just a starting point for negotiations.
That was just to get you in the room.
I do love this because anyone trying to negotiate with Clemson on anything from now on could just be like, so? Why are we even signing anything?
We have to sign a secondment document that says the first document actually counts.
No take backs, proviso.
My blood pact with Clemson to provide landscaping services for this football season.
Judge Catfish, you can clearly see the no backsies seal has been affixed.
Well, I do observe that.
Your Honor, I was crossing my fingers at the time I signed this document.
Drat! Outfoxed again!
You may notice we signed this on a Wednesday, which is traditionally opposite day.
I do hereby validate this contract based on no backsies.
I had my pants on backwards at the signing.
I love this because it brings back the prospect of teams playing at Clemson like Aretha Franklin at a gig, demanding cash in a bag before they take the field.
Yep. Chuck Berry, 1, 2, 3, 4, pay me my money.
Why do you want to know about the NCAA's contract for television? Are you trying to bid on the men's tournament or the women's tournament one day?
Is that worse than buying a bowl?
Yeah, it's worse. It's worse.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was also asking because my mind has been on this because I have been in Las Vegas for March Madness, which is a blast.
It's a great time, and even a casual would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I would like to do that again at some point. It's a great time.
But in terms of members of the full cast universe who might be there this year, my father, a.k.a. Daddy Rollin' Bones, is in Las Vegas for the tournament.
Oh, no.
All right.
Why?
All
why?
Right. Let's get active. Let's make some investments.
Daddy needs a new pair of
all
shoes.
All right. Is he on strip, off strip? What's the
plan? He's staying on strip. He's staying extremely on strip.
Is he at Caesars?
He's staying at one of the Venetian properties.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You put him there. You put him there, didn't you?
I did not. Hey, imagine the light in my eyes that fired up when he said,
"My friend."
He said, "Hey, this weekend I'm going to be in Las Vegas." It's like this funny weekend. Thing.
Is this for work or did he just like?
This is for work. No, this is for work, and he's going to Las Vegas for work, and just happens to be there over the first weekend of March Madness, which, if you've not been, quite the soiree. In terms of wagering happening and in terms of guys going, and some guys will go there and get a vasectomy and then spend the rest of the weekend recuperating at the sports book, which I think is elite behavior. That's incredible.
It's kind of brilliant.
To be fair, I want to go to Las Vegas to get surgery kind of proves that you shouldn't be having more children. So.
This is March.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
My last March Madness note is this, that who is the This Is March guy?
John Rothstein.
Yeah.
What's I don't know if you
can anyone name a single other fact about this man?
I'm about to.
Other tweets, like death his taxes, other Twitter, whatever.
Yeah. Wait, that's him too?
Yeah.
All of every college basketball.
Yeah.
He is college basketball joke.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, they are all him. But I wanted to explore.
You make it sound like a hive.
He might be. He might be a series of nano machines assembled Mars. Into one person.
I think he's just a series of macros.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He might
a soundboard.
Yes.
You think he's got him on like a Microsoft Word clipboard, locked and loaded?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a waste of time to type him out each time.
F6, go. Mm-hmm. Onions.
So he has this series of like extremely dramatic. I am so committed, I will die for this shit series of tweets.
Locked in.
Yeah. Where, like, it'll be things like, a friend of mine had a wedding. I mean, we're familiar with the boredom of... Yeah, here we go. From 12 years ago, a friend of mine from college was getting married. His engagement party was final for a weekend.
That seems ideal.
I was in Houston. He didn't understand. And got angry. I missed the party and his wedding. But I saw Kemba Walker lead UConn to a title.
Boom!
Wow.
Also, this was like, wasn't this famously the worst title game? Because like no one could hit a shot. Like,
oh, is that when one of the first ones they played in like Jerry World or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Or it was NRG. In a big ass super bright stadium, and it just looked like an average Big East game. But that like everything. Right.
Imagine
I
cannot put myself in the shoes of. I can put myself in the shoes of some real weird people. I can't put myself in the shoes of bragging that this game meant more to me than my best friend. Yikes! Life.
Unbidden as well.
Yikes!
But what a way to own your buddy, though.
Yeah.
Life is about key decisions.
Sorry, Jet. You thought you meant something?
really put your pal in check.
Yeah. That's alpha behavior.
Yeah, keep your bitch in check. You mean my friend? My best friend? Who thinks I value him?
We never talk anymore. I don't know why.
On it.
My wife left me. But Kemba Walker didn't. Kemba Walker was never here either.
My husband Kemba is still here. Love you, John. Love you, Kemba.
He's got a little waifu pillow of just the scoreboard. Not Kemba Walker, just the scoreboard.
Right. It says, also, it just says college basketball.
It just says, or like a big long pillow that just says March. Like a body pillow, just with letters.
You know, and like.
Throw a leg over it. It'll warm up eventually.
I can't.
Unlike Charlene.
This is March.
Don't like that.
Don't like that at all.
Don't like that at all, no. You know
it.
Who does? John Rothstein, who's ready to die for this shit.
He's ready
shit.
To fuck March.
Yeah.
In any hole.
Come on down to the March Madness Museum. Where you can fuck the banners.